Track 2.52. Read and listen to the text. A missing phone.
Dear Pam, I'm sorry I didn't call you last week. I was at Kylie's house in Tampa. I met Kylie's friends from university and we had a barbecue party on Saturday. Just like yours, Kylie's house is very big. Of course, the house isn't hers. It is her family's. Anyway, the party started at 6 p.m. The music was a bit loud and I got a headache, but the food and drinks were great. So, it was fine. Then suddenly, one of Kylie's friends slipped and fell into the swimming pool. We all ran to the pool to help him. He was okay. He just had a sore ankle. We went back to our tables. Then I wanted to check my phone. I picked it up, but it wasn't mine. I panicked because my phone was lost and I had somebody else's. So I told Kylie. She went and asked her friends to check their phones. Kylie came back with a boy. He lost his phone too, so I showed him the phone in my hand and it was his. But where was my phone? I got angry and sat near the pool. Guess what? There was a phone at the bottom of the pool. It was mine. We got it out of the pool, but of course it's not working now, so I can't call you. Please email me when you have time. Best, Eric.